picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and recently we spent some time talking to film directors, movie directors who were bringing their Irish films to Canada for the Toronto Irish Film Festival and also for the Ottawa Film Festival. But today we're going to hear about some bit of a reverse movie going, and that is there are some Canadian films that are going to be screened in Dublin and Cork in May, early May, and that is on the 7th, 8th and 9th of May, in Dublin on the 7th of May, and in Cork on the 8th and 9th. And this is under the auspices of the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. Rosie Fuller is here with me, and Rosie is going to tell us all about this. It is a collection of six movies. And as I said, they'll be screened in Dublin and Cork. Rosie, thanks a million for coming along.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
A little about the Banff Film Festival and the tour and where this came from and the concept behind it.
Yes. So the Banff Mountain Film Festival in Canada, that's been running for almost 45 years now, and it started very small, and now it's huge. It's grown into a 9-day celebration of all aspects of mountain culture. And it's basically where any of these amazing adventures, so if you've been out and had a fantastic expedition or climbed a mountain or rode across an ocean, all these people come to this big festival in Banff in Canada to share their stories, whether that's through films or books or giving talks or photography. And yes, and then because we're not all lucky enough to go to Canada every year, we then pick some of the best films and take them on tour around. I just work for the UK and Ireland tour. So as you say, we're coming to Dublin and Cork with collections of these fantastic adventure films.
So how long has the tour been underway?
Our tour has been going about 15 years, I think. Yeah, pretty long, yeah.
And historically then, if you look back over the 15 years, what has the reception been like and how has the reaction been to this type of venue and this type of screenings?
Yeah, fantastic, I would say. There's kind of a huge appetite for it. And the films are always so varied. You know, we can keep coming year after year with totally different films, different unexplored corners of the globe and different activities, and we've kind of really seen that the filming has obviously changed through the years as technology's improved, so with all of the head cams and drones. Yes. And things like that, it really means that you can be kind of out on your own or just with one or two people, and you can still get this fantastic footage that, you know, previously might have taken a huge camera crew to try and get. Now people can really just go off into the backcountry, into the wilderness, and come back with some amazing footage, and it's still so high quality, so the films are really fantastic.
It is indeed. Yeah. And while I've played around with a GoPro myself, I haven't got to a drone yet, and it's something that I'd love to experiment with. So the six movies this year, there's Chrono Conception, Soundscape, Sherry, Real Rock, DNA, cross countries and pioneer tandem cross-country skiing. A nice varied selection. So you're getting winter and summer. And of course, when you get out to Alberta and to Banff, the terrain is such that winter and summer are exciting, as is spring and fall. It's such a wonderful country out there, and there's so much to do. You mentioned that technology has changed, so that 45 years ago, these would all have to have been large crews and the like. But now, I guess, the ability is there for ordinary people to cross-country ski, to mountain climb, to whitewater raft, and cycle, do mountain biking, and be able to present that without having all the costs and paraphernalia associated with what would have been there before.
Yes, exactly. And it also means we can kind of showcase the real range of people. So sometimes we do show kind of the world's top climbers and you know, the projects they're working on and the amazing things they're doing. But other times the films are about kind of ordinary-ish people who've, you know, really been inspired to maybe make a big life change and go and do something fantastic or go and do something a bit unusual, like in the tandem cross-country skiing film that you mentioned.
Yeah, because I'm familiar with cross-country skiing, with tandem cross-country skiing. Tandem cycling would be one thing, but I can think, and tandem kayaking would be another thing, but tandem cross-country skiing, it's an interesting concept.
Yes, I think they did just invent it. I'm not sure it's caught on, let's say, but yeah, that is, as it sounds, it's two people on one pair of skis. So you can imagine. I mean, they did. You know, they do train and they don't get too bad. But it's lots of fun, that one.
I'm sure it is. So you have six movies. All six are shown. You're telling me, and that's what you do is show three, take an intermission, and have three more.
Exactly. Yes, it's almost like a combination of a traditional night at the theatre and the cinema. It's kind of a mix. But yeah, you all, you know, you go and sit down and you stay in one place. You don't have to move somewhere else to go and watch the different films. And there's a compere introducing them who will tell you a bit more about the films. And we kind of run a prize draw at the interval and that sort of thing. So it's got a good kind of sense of community, and everyone who really loves the outdoors and travel comes along and, you know, gets inspired.
Indeed. So we mentioned the dates. It's the 7th of May in Dublin, and that's at the National Concert Hall. And that's a beautiful venue. Beautiful venue.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then the 8th and 9th is at the Everyman in Cork. Again, a beautiful venue down there. I noticed that on the 8th, you're showing the film as it's saying red, and on the 9th is blue. What does that mean?
Yes, so in Cork, we have got two different sets of films. So if you wanted to come both nights, you could, and you'd see different films. And I think there's a discount if you want to come to both shows. But yeah, there are so many films that are entered to this film festival every year. I think maybe kind of between 350 to 400 films. So yeah, there are just so many that we've got easily enough to do two collections.
Indeed.
And yeah, we couldn't manage to show them both in Dublin, but we're showing them both in Cork at the Everyman.
And if somebody wants to get tickets, the website is banff-uk.com, and you'll see the various countries there, and you select Ireland. I see you're also in Northern Ireland, are you, this year, this trip?
Yeah, just shortly after. Yeah, we're in Newton Abbey near Belfast on the day after. I think we're in Cork.
Yeah, the 10th and the 11th. And in Newton Abbey, I see that, again, you have the 2 days, two different selections of films. And again, you can get, limited tickets available for the 10th. And
so fairly fast.
Yeah, that's good. Good. And then on the 11th. Rosie, thank you so much. It's been wonderful chatting with you, and exciting project. And I wish I could attend, but we can't
thank
be
you.
On both sides of the Atlantic at all the times, and we can't be everywhere.
You should look for one in Canada. You might be able to find the Canadian leg of the tour over there.
Right. And well, I've been up in Banff, and it's beautiful out there, and it's been a number of years now, but it is stunning. And up around Lake Louise and all that area, the Three Sisters Mountains there, it's a stunning area.
Yeah, fab.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you so much.
We started out this morning with Joe Dolan and Saturday Night at the Movies, and we're going to wrap up with Barry McCabe and a piece called Alberta.
Alberta, Alberta, where you been so long? Alberta, Alberta, where you've been so long. I had no loving, Lord, since you've been gone.
Sounding good.
When he came home this morning, well, all your clothes still fit you thank you.